President Bush visited Buffalo, New York today, where he urged continued support of the Patriot Act. He told an audience of first responders that portions of the law should not be allowed to expire next year. Civil liberties groups say the president is exaggerating the role of this law in the war on terror in order to paint himself as the anti-terror president. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Buffalo has seen six local men from nearby Lackawanna plead guilty to supporting terrorism that helped ensure a positive reception among 500 or so law enforcement and emergency personnel, President Bush.
By the way, the reason I'm bringing up the Patriot Act, it's set to expire next year. I'm starting a campaign to make it clear to members of Congress it shouldn't expire. It shouldn't expire for the security of our country.
In fact, the USA Patriot Act itself will not expire, but a few of the most controversial surveillance provisions will, though not till the end of 2005. Aided by some helpful law enforcement personnel on the dais, the president held a kind of Patriot Act teach-in, warning of a return to the bad old pre-Patriot days.
The way I viewed it, if I could just put it in simple terms, is that one part of the FBI couldn't tell the other part of the FBI vital information because of law. And the CIA and the FBI couldn't talk.
The president is referring to the now notorious wall between law enforcement and criminal investigations before 9/11. The president said the Patriot Act got rid of a separation that was enshrined in the old law known as the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. But Beryl Howell, who helped craft the Patriot Act as a Democratic staffer on the Senate Judiciary Committee, says this is a misconception.
The FISA law prior to the USA Patriot Act did not bar the sharing of information between criminal investigators and law enforcement agents.
Howell and others say earlier law had been consistently misinterpreted for decades. Attorney General John Ashcroft admitted as much last week during the 9/11 Commission hearings when he blamed the Clinton administration for flawed legal reasoning. In fact, after the 9/11 attacks, a special appeals court ruled that FBI agents could legally have been sharing intelligence and law enforcement information among themselves and with other agencies as needed. Howell says that means that even if this portion of the Patriot Act does expire,
and we'll go back to the prior law that allowed freer sharing of information between the intelligence agents and law enforcement agents than is even allowed today under the USA Patriot Act.
But many within the FBI say life is indeed much easier for them now that the Patriot Act gives them clear guidance on what information they can share. Peter Ahern, the top FBI agent for the Buffalo area, took the stage with the president to talk about the impact of the law on the Lackawanna investigation.
Even after the Lackawanna case, the Patriot Act provisions helped us. We were able to share the intelligence from the proffers, intelligence from the grand jury, the information that we had there, and pass it to the intel community that led to many other things that were part of this investigation that were overseas.
Section 203 of the Patriot Act does allow sharing of grand jury information, but that provision does not expire next year. Many who oppose the act say they don't necessarily expect controversial provisions to expire, but they do want an up or down vote in Congress as a kind of progress report on civil liberties. The ACLU's Charlie Mitchell says up till now, the Patriot Act has been tough to assess.
People who are served with certain provisions under the Patriot Act cannot tell anyone, be it a lawyer or the American Civil Liberties Union.
So the USA Patriot Act will likely get slapped around for another year and a half as both sides try to figure out whether this law deserves all the credit or all the blame. Larry Abramson, NPR News.